Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
The fallen angels that leave heaven with the devil. The devil structure his kingdom. You remember Jesus says, my kingdom is what? Not of this world. So the devil structure his kingdom. And he assigned some of those angels over a providence. And they have controlling power. You hear me? Whatever going on, they're in control of it. Now, we know a scripture, and we read it so very well in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Are you with me this morning? You following? Because I'm going to tell you why your prayer don't answer a lot of time. It's answered, but you didn't get it. It's not that God doesn't answer your prayer. It's the forces that fight in the answers that make you not receive it. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. We read this. Most Christian, evangelical Christian, know this verse very well, but don't have the understanding of it. Now let's read it. For we do not wrestle, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So Paul says, we, human, we are in a fight. And that fight is not against each other, flesh and blood. But that fight is against an opposing force that reside within our community. There are forces that is set up that oppose what we do. It's intercept our answer from God and hold it up. And this is one of our problems. I pray to God and I believe when I pray. But I didn't see it when I finished praying. Are you with me? And because I didn't see it when I finished praying, then what happened? I start to doubt. Right away, I start to doubt. And my doubt coming, did God hear me? And then I was trying to reason in my finite mind. Well, I'm not holy enough. Okay, I wasn't spiritual enough. And we started to reason why I didn't get the answer, right? I hope I'm talking to real people here, because I reason when I don't get answer. Why didn't I not get the answer? And the reason is always reflecting back on me. You know, maybe I need to pray more, right? Yeah. I need to read my Bible more. I need all of this. And if I do this more, then God would what? Answer me. Daniel was in the same predicament, but in a different way. He prayed. The very moment the Bible says he prayed, he got the answer. But it didn't reach him. But here what Daniel didn't do, that most of us do. Daniel didn't give up. Daniel continued. He continued day after day looking for what? The answer. That's it. See, he looked for the answer because he believed who? God. When we quit, ask yourself the question, do you really believe God or not? What about? It says, it is impossible to please God without faith. So faith is going to keep me there until it comes. So Daniel stayed there and praying and resisting all those thoughts that comes to your head. All those thoughts. Let me tell you this here. I'm going to stay with me this morning because we will win the war against our spiritual life. Hold this scripture with Ephesians chapter 6. Go now to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 and 6. When we pray, didn't get the answer, we most likely quit. We most likely what? Quit. Rather than to see Ephesians chapter 6, 12 and apply it. That I'm fighting a force that is not my next door neighbor. He or she is not the one who is making me struggle. My struggle isn't coming from them. For we wrestle, for we fight not against flesh and blood. I should have gotten further in life, but it's my brothers that stopped me. If my brother was good, I would have gone further. How many of us? If my sister was good, I would have gone further. If my mama did help me, I would have gone further. If my auntie did help me, I would have gone further. And we can put the blame on everybody. The Bible becomes irrelevant. You know why it's irrelevant? Because we want to apply it way 2,000 years back. No, apply it right now. It's relevant today. Today, you and I is experiencing what I'm teaching about. Because when you leave church here, that force is going to start to hit you. You're going to tell you, where it comes, in your mind. Okay? Let's look back at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Let's read. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of stronghold. And down of every idle thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity, the obedience of Christ. And being ready to do what? To punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, man, we can stay here a whole month laying the foundation to you. In order for Daniel to get this answer, Daniel has to apply those two scriptures, Corinthians and Ephesians. He can't get it without applying them. He could not. The reason why he got the answer, let me tell you, church, is because he knows those scriptures, the principles of those scriptures, and he applied. Look back at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. He has to recognize this verse. Go now back to Daniel. Let's see if Daniel did apply this verse. Chapter 10, right? And let's look at verse 13. But the prince of king of Persia withstood me 21 days. And one of the chief princes, verse 14, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Let's read. Now I have come. Make you understood what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refer to many days. Okay, you get it? The wrestling match was going on with the prince of Persia. For we wrestle not flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers in the dark place. So there was this big fight going on. Daniel is on his knee praying, and over him there's this big fight. What's the answer, Daniel? But there's an interception. The prince of Persia hold it up. And Daniel has to fight what? On his knee. For our weapon are not what? Carnal. You get to see that now. For our weapon are not carnal. We can run for our guns. Because it is not physical. We're not fighting a physical person. We're fighting a demonic power, a demonic authority. See here, for our weapon are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. For what? For the pulling down of strongholds. Number one, there are strongholds in our life. There are fortified places in our life that the demonic has power over. Have you ever noticed one person is good in a lot of area, but bad in one area? Two, they are the sweetest, best person in all these areas. But in this part of their life, oh my God, they are terrible. You know I'm talking, I'm teaching, go there. And that person recognizes it, and he says, that's my what? Weakness. That's my what? Weakness. I am trying to get over my weakness. You can't get over your weakness by going to a doctor, and he gives you some injection here. You're not going to work on some pills. You're not going to work. You got to understand what is physical and what is spiritual. There's a difference between the two. What is physical and what is spiritual. There's physical element and there's spiritual one.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.